Welcome to the Highly Sensitive Healing Podcast, where we meet the joys and challenges of our sensitivity with open minds and hearts to awaken our best highly sensitive selves. Welcome, my highly sensitive friends. It's Tanya, and in this episode, we're talking about reconnecting to ourselves. This is something that's been an important part of my journey lately, and since we're friends, I thought I'd share a bit about how reconnecting and self-reflection are intertwined, especially in my life. I used to think of self-reflection and looking back on where I've been on my path as kind of mostly a New Year's resolution type of thing, and maybe you feel the same. Looking back on all the broken resolutions, the steps forward and the steps backward in my life. But these days, I'm making the practice more frequent and much more intentional. And I'm also starting to slow down a little bit by becoming truly aware of what a difficult year this has been for me personally. When this episode is released, it's summer of 2022. And since January of this year, I've lost 4 people in my life. 4 people that were very dear to me. One was my last close family member from my childhood, someone that supported me and loved me all of my life without question. And the second was a very close friend of mine, someone who was really the most caring and one of the most supportive friends that I've ever known in my life. Things like this happen in our lives. We lose people and we're sad and we feel the emptiness of them missing in our lives. But we still carry on because we have our lives to lead and we have the living to focus on. But sometimes we force ourselves to move on at the pace of someone else's expectations and not in our own time and in our own way. And I think being encouraged to follow someone else's pattern, someone else's way of thinking can happen a lot to us as HSPs in many areas of our life, not just in an area of grief. But it's important for us to take the time we need to thoroughly process our feelings and our emotions. And like I said, not just in the grieving process, but self-reflection is really vital to help us see and think clearly about our own lives, where we are now and where we're going as we navigate our journey. True self-reflection really brings us the gift of self-awareness, which is something that I feel like so many of us lose sight of as we're caught up in the hustle and bustle of everyday life. So when was the last time you really took a day, a week, even a month or more to tune into your life as it is now? To look inward on a daily basis, even if it's just for a few minutes a day? Doing something like that consistently. Something else I'm learning is that consistency is one of the highest forms of self-love. Showing up for yourself every day can be one of the hardest jobs that you'll ever do in your life. At least it is for me. Because our culture and our societies, they're so focused on the external, it can seem self-indulgent, and we can be told so often that we're selfish because we want to take the time to get to know ourselves so we can genuinely feel and listen to what's going on inside of us. Reconnecting to ourselves is about learning who we really are and what we really want without the expectations of other people. It's about getting still and grounded in whatever ways work best for you. So we can start to finally strip away all of these layers of noise that have been placed on us since birth, the labels, the beliefs that we live under, the weight of, and most of the time not even knowing why. Reflecting and reconnecting is about living our lives according to our own truth and no one else's. Getting to know our authentic voice can be really confusing at first, especially if the voice that we're hearing, the voice that's rising up inside of us, butts up against all the other voices in our heads or external voices telling us who and what we should be. And especially if our true voice says things that we don't want to hear or introduces new ideas or paths that scare us. But I'm starting to understand that being scared of the unknown, it really is completely unauthentically human. And we say that, but when we're experiencing it in our own lives, it could be really hard to understand it and to make a connection with it. But it really is authentically human. And once we start to understand and accept this in our own lives, we take the first step into getting to know who we really are underneath all of our stuff. And knowing that no matter how many people we look to for guidance or advice, that no one has walked your path, no one has had your experiences, and that as much as we would want them to, no one can give you an exact map that will take you where you want to go. Only your authentic voice can do that. So we need to find ways to just keep listening, and especially not to give up. Your voice is there. It's talking to you all the time. You just have to find ways to get quiet, reflect, and reconnect to it. Now is the time. If you're here with me now, this is the time to let go of who you think you're supposed to be and to reconnect to your natural, authentic self. So reach out to me. Let me know. Tag me on social media, whatever way is comfortable for you, to let me know if you're ready to reflect and reconnect to your true self and in what ways you're going to start to try to do that. I'm really excited to hear from you. If you enjoy the podcast, please share it with friends and leave a review. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any of the good stuff. And I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for spending time with me here on the Highly Sensitive Healing Podcast. New episodes are released Wednesdays, and please feel free to reach out with any questions or comments. And never forget, we were given this highly sensitive life because we're strong enough to live it.